Senate Bill 169, an act to amend the Uniform Limited Partnership Act and to provide limited liability limited partnerships.
Senate Bill 169, having had its second reading, set for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Michaels.
Simply put, this was pulled from the consent calendar, but what it is a conversion of one type of entity, or a bill that will allow for the conversion of one type of entity known as a limited partnership to a second type that's called a limited liability partnership. It's a structure or a flexibility that is used a lot in a lot of businesses, whether it's agriculture or other business enterprises, to limit the liability of investors. And there was just a glitch in the law that didn't provide for communication between a limited partnership if you wanted to change stripes and become a limited liability partnership.
Any further remarks? Representative Klochek.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I would have a question to the sponsor.
State your question.
In a brief two-minute lawyer-type comment, if Representative Michaels, if you would give a update on how that would affect the tax consequences on that, would there be some tax savings there? And how that would all work in a soundbite type message.
Representative Klochek, could you place that in a form of a question?
Yes, that is a form of a question. If you could please do that.
What the tax?
Okay. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. I don't know if I can do it in 2 minutes. I am a lawyer. So, but I'll be brief. There should not be. May I, Mr. Speaker? Thank you. There actually is no tax differences. Because currently a limited partnership would be taxed at an individual rate. A limited liability partnership would be taxed at an individual rate as well. But it really is one of those strange situations where the title means what it says, Representative Klochek, and it's a tremendous question. It's only limiting your liability further, sort of like a shareholder. If you were a stock corporation, you're only limited to the amount of investment that you have in it. And a lot of people don't go into partnerships because they're concerned of their liability exposure. So this would be what you'd call a third generation of limiting your investment, but the tax consequences, up or down, change not one iota.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The floor is yours. Do you have any further comments?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did talk to another lawyer that gave me the two-minute version, and I have no problem with the bill now. Thank you.
Any further remarks on 169? Seeing none, the question for the House Senate is final passage. Senate Bill 169. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members proceed to vote.
Representatives Frost and Gordon Peterson. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, excused 3.
Senate Bill 169, have received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed agreed to.